at the office. Calling energy, when you're expected to meet the demands of an energetic man before a red hot day. Golden energy meets our requirements. Post no bills, poots no guff. Needs no prescription. Golden energy, handle if you can. If you dare, help yourself to another share.
Thanks for tuning in to Nucleotapes on WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3. On this show, we unpack the musical DNA of a certain artist, and on this week's episode, we are looking at the modern experimental pop musician Kate LeBon, who sort of synthesizes an angular, no-wave-ish outsider energy with the palette of a lot of 60s and 70s psychedelic pop and folk music. We just heard a set that started to unpack some of those influences, and we're going to continue to on the next set. We're going to dig into some more 60s folk, focusing more on some sort of introverted, undiscovered records, or at least undiscovered at the time of their release. They've attracted quite a following now. So in this next set, we're going to hear songs by artists like Linda Perhacs, Nick Drake, and Sybil Bayer. I think you can see their influence come through just in terms of the songwriting. The songwriters that take a sort of unexpected way into examining a really personal concept, I think, is something that Kate LeBon's lyrics do very well, as well as the guitar. I think there are definitely some similarities between the guitar playing of somebody like Nick Drake and Kate LeBon's guitar playing, which sort of takes that very pattern-heavy, repetitive feeling and mashes it up with the sensibility of the Raincoats or something like that. So we're going to start things off on this next set with a track from a 1970 record by Linda Perhacs called Parallelograms, the opening track from that, Shimmicum Rain. Linda Perhacs is a Californian musician who recorded this album, Parallelograms, in the late 60s, who kind of just was writing songs for herself, was a very personal songwriter. I don't think she had aspirations of becoming an influential musician or a famous musician or anything like that. But, she was working as a dental hygienist and met a record executive in the office, recorded this album, and it was kind of undiscovered for a long time until the freak folk movement of the early 2000s dug it up unexpectedly. Similar to Sybil Bayer, who we'll hear later in the set, and Vashti Bunyan, I think are the three artists that benefited from that rediscovery probably the most. I think knowing that information going into this record makes it seem so extraordinary. It's hard to imagine somebody that's seemingly just writing songs as a hobby or writing songs in such an isolated way. Someone that's not connected to the industry. I guess somebody that doesn't have just a ton of experience writing a song like this, it's kind of hard to imagine. I think because it does seem so sure of itself and so experienced. I don't know. I just, in terms of the arrangement, I think it's a really cool song. Moving on from there, a songwriter that definitely did not get very much attention while he was alive, which sort of led to his early, unexpected passing, Nick Drake. Going to be checking out a song from his 1969 record, Five Leaves Left. All three of the albums he released while he was alive are great, including the very straightforward and minimalist Pink Moon, which is probably his most popular record now. Love that album. But I think it's definitely worth checking out his other stuff. So we'll be listening to track 6 from that first record, Cello Song. Sort of famous now for confidently experimenting with alternative tunings and interesting picking patterns. Has a really interesting idiosyncratic approach to playing the guitar. You can tell that a lot of care and a lot of passion went into his songs. And I think when they didn't really attract much interest at the time of their release, it was kind of disappointing for him, kind of heartbreaking. He kind of struggled to come to terms with that. Moving on from there, another one of those rediscoveries of the freak folk movement, Sybil Bayer. She is a German singer-songwriter. This collection of songs, titled Color Green, I don't think ever had a release in the 70s when it was recorded. She just recorded these tracks in her house on her own time on some fairly inexpensive equipment, they eventually saw a wider release in 2006, but yeah, they've managed to find quite a following in the sort of indie music scene for, yeah, once again, just how unexpectedly excellent and confident these songs come across. We're going to be hearing the opening track from that collection titled Tonight, which paints such a vivid picture. And that'll do it for our set on Kate LeBond's sort of folk influences that she incorporates into her sound. Before we get there, one more track from Kate LeBond from that 2019 record Reward that I was raving about earlier. Here's the second track, Daylight Matters.
Thank you. every day since I came, and the lichen covers rocks, and the green finds everything. Jimmy, come rain, and the
when the armies of an ocean. Go out to fight, but while the earth sinks to its grave, you sail to the sky on the crest of a wave. So forget this cruel world where I belong. I'll just sit and wait and sing. If one day you should see me in the crowd, lend a hand and lift me to your place in the cloud.
Tonight, when I came home from work. tonight. When I came home from work tonight, tonight, tonight.
Hey, you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3. I'm Claude Glass. This is my show, Nuclear Tapes. On today's episode, we are looking at one of my favorite modern musicians, Kate Laban, a psychedelic folk musician coming from Wales. In the past two sets, we looked at a few of her influences. We checked out tunes from Robert Wyatt, Devo, Nick Drake, Cybill Bayer. If you want to see anything on that set list, it's always posted on reptiliansnackrecords.com/nucleotapes and on the Reptilian Snack Records Instagram page. You can stay updated with what's going on over there. On this next set, I thought it'd be a good idea to dig into some of Kate Laban's contemporaries. Like I said, Kate Laban is from Wales, and she got her start touring with one of the members of the famous Welsh band Super Furry Animals. She was on tour with Gruff Rees. So it seems like she got her start and just kind of grew up in a surprisingly active psychedelic folk community, making some interesting, innovative stuff. A surprisingly deep list of quality psych records coming out of Wales in the early 2000s. Probably most notably from bands like Super Furry Animals and Gorky's Zygotic Mincy. But I think it's fair to say that that scene and participating in that scene from really early on in her career definitely had some kind of impact. Being able to see that sort of experimentation and that sort of just overall strangeness could still have some crossover pop appeal. Also playing with other musicians that were confidently writing songs in the Welsh language, which Kate Laban did probably more often in her early career. I don't think there's any tracks on her last record that deviate from English. But yeah, her first EP actually was entirely in the Welsh language. It's a title that I will not attempt to pronounce. We're going to look at a few of those friends coming out of Wales in this next set. We're going to start off with a track from Gruff Rees, who's actually the member of Super Furry Animals that Kate Laban first toured with. I thought it'd be cool to put one of his tracks on the playlist today, because he just released an album in 2021, I think this month. Still incredibly new. It's called Seeking New Gods. Definitely an entertaining listen. Going to be checking out a song from that called Hiking in Lightning, which, hearing it after the release of the record, I was kind of surprised that it wasn't a single. It's got a wonderfully poppy energy. There's also something sort of playfully dangerous about the lyrics, especially the hook, that obviously deals with hiking and lightning. Not the best idea. After that, another contemporary Welsh psych musician, Gwenno. We're going to be hearing a track from Gwenno's 2018 record, Lake Cove. We're going to be checking out the fifth track from that. That is a wonderful release. It really comes out of the gate swinging with those first two tracks. Probably the most poppy moments across the board on that thing. Yeah, music that is poppy but manages to still be delightfully strange. Has also collaborated with Gruff Rees and members of Super Furry Animals, much like Kate Laban. I'd be surprised if the two didn't know each other or hadn't met at some point, especially because they seem to be drawing from a similar set of influences, coming from the same country of origin. Yeah, they have to have run into each other at some point, I would imagine. After that, we're going to be looking at one of Kate Laban's label mates. Kate Laban, on her most recent record, Reward, signed to Mexican Summer, one of my favorite record labels right now. I think they're operating out of Brooklyn. So yeah, Reward is Kate Laban's first full-length record with Mexican Summer, though she did release a collaborative project with Bradford Cox of Deer Hunter for the Marfa Myth series that Mexican Summer does. So there's some interesting stuff on that as well. Couldn't fit those songs into today's set list, but maybe sometime in the future. But yeah, we're going to be looking at another artist signed to Mexican Summer that draws from a similar set of introverted 60s folk influences. Jessica Pratt. We'll be checking out a track from her most recent record, 2019's Quiet Signs. We're going to be listening to one of her most popular tracks, kind of across the board, called This Time Around. I remember reading somewhere online somebody comparing that track to a Caetano Veloso song. We looked at Caetano Veloso, I think, 2 weeks ago. And there's something about that that does feel right to me. It is a very tasteful acoustic number. Some wonderful chords and melodies on that thing. Then we're going to end this set off with a track from Drinks, which is the collaborative project between Kate Laban and Tim Presley. Tim Presley, probably most famously of White Fence, has had a long career up to this point, releasing very out there psychedelic projects. Kate LeBond attributes a large part of her rediscovery of what can be fun about music, like I talked about in the beginning of the show, getting back into music just for the cathartic hobby aspect of it. Yeah, she attributes that a lot of that process to working on this project with Tim Presley and, just listening to Tim Presley's music in general, that he seems to have such a good time with it. There's a certain fun, entertaining energy that comes through on a lot of his releases. Even though they are pretty out there, it seems like they're out there just because he's entertained by that. It's just really cool to hear the two of them working together on such a strangely catchy project. We're going to be checking out the very angular, no-wavy track Hermits on Holiday from the first record they released together. First of two. But before we get there, from Kate LeBond's second record, we're going to be checking out a track called Fold the Cloth.
We'll be right back. Hiking in lightning. Hiking in lightning. Hiking in lightning.
Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Spack Brothers is committed to safety during the ongoing pandemic by providing online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering on SpackBros.com, and you'll receive a text message when your food is ready to pick up. For more information, call 412-362-SPAK or visit their website at SpackBrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or SPAKBrothers.com. If you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. If you're looking for another show to check out on WRCT, consider tuning in to Dr. Osi's Tembo Sound Show. The Tembo Sound Show is a uniquely crafted radio show mixed and presented live by the scholar-practitioner Dr. Oscar Ridoli on WRCT Pittsburgh on Saturday from 8 to 10 p.m. For playlists of past shows, visit serato.com/playlist/tembo_sounds. Another show you can consider tuning into is Law & Disorder. Law & Disorder is a weekly independent radio program. Law & Disorder Radio gives listeners access to legal perspectives on issues concerning civil liberties, privacy, right to dissent, and the practices of the U.S. government. Mondays, 9 to 10 a.m. This is WRCT Pittsburgh. Thank you.
I want to tell of when blues hang on.
you're still tuned in to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3. This is a show called Nuclear Tapes, hosted by me, Claude Glass. On this show, we attempt to map the musical genome, digging into a certain artist's DNA. And on today's episode, that means looking at the wonderful music of Kay LeBond. Our first three sets have looked at some of her most obvious influences, and that third set looked at a few of her contemporaries, ending with her collaborative project with Tim Presley called Drinks. If you want to see anything on that set list, feel like you missed anything, or you want to listen to an archive of past episodes, it's always posted over on reptiliansnackrecords.com/nucleotapes and over on the Reptilian Snack Records Instagram page. If you have any questions or comments, concerns, suggestions for future shows, you can email me at reptiliansnackrecords@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you, whatever you're thinking. On these next two sets, we are going to look at some of the modern music that seems to be partially inspired by Kay LeBond, or, at the very least, draws from a similar set of influences as Kay LeBond, synthesizing elements of angular, unexpected outsider rock, sensitive and personal introverted 60s folk, and psychedelic rock, kind of more generally. You know, bands like the Velvet Underground, stuff like that. So first, we are going to hear the solo record from Bridget Dawson. Bridget Dawson and the Mothers Network. The album's called Ballet of Apes. Bridget Dawson is a member of the incredibly prolific band led by John Dwyer, the OCs. Although I guess they might be currently going by OCs, OCS. They've gone by a lot of names. But personally, I love moments in the OCs' discography where they're not afraid to get a little bit more gentle. Of course, everybody knows that they can totally rock out, shred. But yeah, when they aren't afraid to really lean into the songwriting and just show off a little bit more of those gentle textures, some more folksy guitar tones, things like that, which I think they do really well on the live record, Hounds of Foggy Notion. We played a track from that last week. Or no, 2 weeks ago? We played a track from that recently. But I think this solo record from Bridget Dawson really shows a lot of those elements. It's like an entire record of that. The moments from OC's records that I really love. So coming across this record was just such a welcome surprise. A very cool psychedelic folk record. It was just released last year in 2020. Definitely worth a listen if this track appeals to you. We're going to be hearing track two called The Fool. Moving on from there, we're going to be checking out a song by Megabog from their 2019 release, Dolphine. We'll listen to I Hear You Listening. Much like Kate LeBond's music, this record from Megabog is not afraid to work in some really unexpected, unconventional instrumentation into a decently poppy song structure. Yeah, a sort of similarly dynamic, intelligently constructed song. Reminds me of a lot of my favorite parts of Kate LeBond's music. I'd be surprised if Megabog wasn't a fan. Then we're going to end this set with a wonderfully poppy indie rock track, a collaborative project between Golden Suns and Warpaint. Warpaint's been around for quite a while in the sort of indie rock live scene, opening for a lot of high-profile acts, appearing on some prominent TV music shows and stuff like that. I thought it'd be interesting to add a Warpaint song to the set list because Kay LeBond has collaborated with the drummer in that band, Stella Mazgawa. Warpaint makes some excellent kind of artsy rock that reminds me of a lot of my favorite parts of the sort of mid-2000s indie rock boom. Some really soaring, atmospheric indie pop with psychedelic elements. And yeah, the track that we're going to be checking out is one of their most recent, that collaborative project. It just came out this year, 2021. It's called Empty. But before we get there, one more track from Kay LeBond. This one's called The Light. It's also on 2019's Reward. Thank you.
Thank you. sitting shirtless like a man. Are you listening to the bug on my wall? Say hello.
Hey, you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3. I'm Claude Glass. This is Nuclear Tapes. On today's episode, we are digging into the records and career of Welsh musician Kate Laban. If you want to see anything from our previous sets or listen to an archive of past episodes, it's always posted over on reptiliansnackrecords.com/nucleotapes and the Reptilian Snack Records Instagram page. We just heard a set of modern bands that draw from similar influences as Kate Laban or are inspired by Kate Laban. Some of her collaborators and friends. But yeah, mostly just bands that kind of draw from similar places of influence. And I would suspect probably draw some influence from Kate Laban in a really primary way, a really direct way. We're going to keep that rolling in the next set here. And we're going to start things off with a local band. One of my favorite local bands, Glam Hand. From their most recent EP, Glum Hum, we're going to be checking out a track called Dylan, which features a stripped down, almost minimal guitar part and vocal, kind of proving that you can make some pretty psychedelic, evocative stuff, and you don't have to rely on a mountain of effects or, yeah, just hiding behind a mountain of reverb or anything like that. It's got a really delightful analog quality to it. I think what struck me about Glam Hand immediately after seeing them at a couple of local shows, I don't know, on basic terms, just the quality of the songwriting. It's quality in a way that I feel like you don't often see in a local band, which is the basic elements of the song are there, you know, it's all stuff that's really good sound to songwriting, but it's not trying too hard, it's not overcomplicating things, it's not just a mountain of